Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 2nd of July 1970. To the extent that Shaktis are the image of love, they are, to the same extent, fearful. Do you consider yourselves to be the forms of love and power? Do you know what the task of the Shaktis is? What two main forms of the Shaktis are praised? What do people especially show in your memorials? What is the main speciality in the images of the Shaktis? You yourselves are Shaktis, and yet you do not know your own specialities. The specialities of the Shaktis are that they are the images that destroy something just as much as they are the image of love. The eyes of the Shaktis are always the embodiment of love, but to the extent that they are the image of love, they are also fearsome to the same extent. They, that is the Shaktis, can make anyone the embodiment of love in 1 second, and they can even destroy something in 1 second. So, in the same way, do you see both virtues in yourselves? Are both virtues in a visible form, or are they incognito? The form of love is visible, whereas the form of power is incognito. So, when will you reveal that fearsome form? Do you know what is a special slogan that Bab Dada gives nowadays? It is, not sometime, but now. The weak ones say, sometime. The brave, courageous Shaktis say, now. Just as you yourselves are imperishable, in the same way, it is impossible for you to be touched by Maya and be destroyed. It is impossible for those who are imperishable to move along with the waves of Maya. It is impossible for those who remain in the imperishable stage to become subservient to any form of Maya. Just as you would say that is impossible for Bab Dada. How can others bow down to those who themselves are subservient? You are the ones who make the entire world bow down in front of you, are you not? Not a single thought or word of the Shaktis, who are the lionesses, can go to waste. They do whatever they say. Because thoughts are the invaluable treasures of life, they do not have any difference between their thoughts and their actions. Just as you do not waste your physical treasures, in the same way, the Shiv Shaktis, whose both virtues are visible in their image, do not waste even 1 second. They experience benefit for the self and for others in their every thought. They can bring benefit to anyone in 1 second with just 1 thought. This is why the Shaktis are known as the benefactors. Just as Bab Dada is the benefactor, in the same way, the children are also very well known as the benefactors. Now, you have to see the account of how many thoughts were successful and how many thoughts were unsuccessful in so many seconds. Nowadays, scientists have progressed so much that even whilst sitting somewhere, they can bring about destruction through their weapons in 1 second. In the same way, is the power of silence of the Shaktis not able to work in 1 second, no matter where they may be sitting? There should be no need for you to go anywhere or for anyone to come to you. You can bring souls in front of you by attracting them with your pure thoughts. There is no need for you to physically go somewhere and make effort. Now, you will also see such an impact. Just as you were told by the corporeal form to shoot the arrow in such a way that the bird comes to you together with the arrow, so this will now happen through your willpower. Which light spreads the furthest? That of a lighthouse. So you now have to become a lighthouse and a searchlight. You must not be an ordinary bulb. Only those who can search themselves can become a searchlight. The more you can search yourself, to that extent, you will become a searchlight. If you are not able to search yourself, you will not be able to become a searchlight. Now, that time has come. Now, you must not just be powerful, but you must have willpower and wide power. Willpower and wide power, that is, your vision and attitude should be on the unlimited level. So, what will you now add? You have power, but now you will need willpower and wide power. In what form is Bab Dada seeing all of you today? The stars of hope. At present, you are the stars of hope, and later you will become the stars of success. So, Bab Dada is seeing the present and also the future forms. Success is the garland around your neck. Can you see the garland of success around your neck? What decoration do you have at the confluence age? The garland of success is around the neck of each of you, according to your capacity and your worthiness. So Bab Dada is seeing the decoration of the children. Children who are decorated are very much liked. What thought does Bab Dada have now? Can you catch what Bab Dada is going to say to you? Nowadays, Baba comes to enable you to do the drill of the intellect. You now have to be revealed on the field. It is no longer the time to remain incognito. The more visible you are, the more you will glorify Bab Dada. Are you becoming the rulers of the globe by touring around the unlimited? What would you call someone who remains seated in one place? Those who stabilize themselves in one place and continue to do service from there, but do not tour around the unlimited, will receive an individual kingdom in the future. Baba also became cooperative with everyone. Those who forge a relationship with every soul of the world and are cooperative with them all will become a king of the world. Just as Bab Dada has love for the whole world and is cooperative with everyone, in the same way, children have to follow the father. Only then can they claim the right to the status of world emperor. The calculation of what you receive is balanced against what you give. Now, you have to especially reveal yourself in order to make a promise. You must not make others famous, but you have to reveal the Father. When you are revealed, you will then become famous. You have kept the aim of claiming the right to the world, have you not? You now have to make this intense effort. What is the easy method to have unlimited disinterest in this old world? Very easily. A few children gave their ideas. Baba continued, those of you who related something obviously related it, considering it to be easy, did you not? If it is easy, then you have easily become those who have unlimited disinterest. If you cannot apply this to yourself, how can you apply it to others? People speak of unlimited disinterest. Where do those who have disinterest live? Baba is giving you a very easy yukti. If you wish to have unlimited disinterest, constantly consider yourself to be a Madhuban Nivasi. But you must not just see Madhuban by itself. Madhuban is always shown with Madhusudan, that is, Lord Krishna. So when you remember Madhuban, you also remember Bab Dada, the divine family, renunciation, tapasya, and service. Madhuban is also the land of tapasya. Madhuban enables you to renounce everything in 1 second. Here, you have become those who have unlimited disinterest. So Madhuban is that which makes you into a renunciate who has disinterest. Only when you have unlimited disinterest can you do service of the unlimited. You should not have attachment anywhere. You must not have attachment to yourself either, let alone attachment to others. Today, Bab and Dada were having a heart-to-heart conversation with each other. Today, Bab Dada was seeing a scene from the subtle region in the early hours of the morning. Bab Dada was seeing to what extent each child is tied in bondage, and also to what extent the bondage of each one is broken, and to what extent it is not broken. Some have a bondage tied in a very thick rope, whereas the bondage of others is less. Some even have a bondage of weak thread. Bab Dada was seeing the scene of which ones had a bondage tied by a weak thread and which ones had a bondage tied by a thick rope. Some have a bondage tied by a thin rope, but even then, it would still be said to be a bondage. There is one or another type of weak or strong thread. Even a bondage of weak thread would still be called a bondage. It is just that they will not take long, whereas those who have a bondage tied by thick rope will have a longer time and also need to make a greater effort. So Bab Dada was seeing this scene from the subtle region. All of you know yourselves anyways as to whether you have a bondage of thick rope or thin rope, as to whether it is a weak thread or strong, as to whether you are in bondage or whether you are free. The meaning of being free means to be clear. Even then, Bab Dada is happy because you still perform wonders. But now, Bab Dada wishes to see you go even beyond that. The more you have Bab Dada's name on your lips, to that extent, there will be your name on everyone's lips. Madhuban is the land of transformation. So what do you have to transform before you go? You understand that, do you not? Acha. Bab Dada was then meeting a group. Do you know how to pack up and how to merge? What will you do to put both these things into practice easily? For the effort of these two, What will you keep in front of you? The easiest method is to compare Pet, yourself, with Bap Dada. And secondly, present, that is Pet again, your weaknesses to Bap Dada. So, Baba says, the easiest method is to compare Bet yourself with Bap Dada. And secondly, present your weaknesses, that is, bet your weaknesses to Bap Dada. Compare yourself and present your weaknesses. If you continue to do these things, then just as Baba is complete and perfect, so you will become equal to him. Whenever you present something to someone, it no longer remains yours. To finish the consciousness of mind means to finish attachment. The more your attachment is broken, the more equality there will be. Because of attachment, you do not have good wisdom. When your attachment is finished, you receive good wisdom. As are the directions, so is the destination. When you have good wisdom, you will receive salvation. Continue to present whatever rubbish you see in yourself. You present very beautiful things in front of the known living images. Here, you are told to present all the rubbish. Then, you will very quickly become perfect. The sooner you become perfect, the closer you will come in the kingdom. If you do not become perfect very soon, you will not be able to come close. So in order to come close, become perfect very soon. Later, you will not be able to find an empty seat. The seats that are close will be filled. Now, the results will be given out, and from that, Bap Dada will see who have claimed the right to a closed seat. Bap Dada sees everyone as a jewel of hope. Baba is never disheartened with anyone. All are the jewels of hope for Baba. Acha. To become subtle from corporeal is also a sign of love. The one you have love for offers himself to give cooperation to you. So Baba had to adopt this subtle form to give cooperation to all those who had love for Baba. Baba has shown the form of his love, but now children have to follow him. You have to finish the consciousness of I. Acha. Om Shanti.